This year is coordinated by Cleveland Kosher and Agudas Yisrael of Ohio, sponsored by Ellie's Plumbing, and also by Ephraim Sharon, Uli Nishmas, his mother, Chayfruma Bas Mordechai Oleh HaSholim. This year, a lot of people are making Pesach unexpectedly for the first time, and many people have been going to hotels for years and years are now not able to go and have to make Pesach themselves. So we have to make a number of introductions how to make this Pesach a simcha dika, cheerful, optimistic yontif for all the good Hashem is going to do to us, Be'ez Hashem, in the Chodesh Abba Olein L'Toivah. So we're going to start with 8 introductions. The first introduction is, the goal is Pesach cleaning from chametz, not spring cleaning. Pesach cleaning from chametz. Therefore, if after vacuum cleaning or sweeping, small crumbs are left on the floor, even in a car, they don't count. Number 2, if you have chametz kelim you can see in a china closet, there's nothing wrong with seeing them. As long as you tape up the handle not to use them, you're allowed to leave them as they are and seen. Number 3, it's not a year of having chumrais, it's a year of doing din. Therefore, a person should remember the following. Number 1, you are allowed to sell chametz gomer. If for any reason you feel you need chametz gomer after Pesach, which might be number of reasons for that, so you are allowed to sell chametz gomer. And even those who in other years have not sold chametz gomer are allowed this year to sell chametz gomer. Even a person who has had a minhag to have special hamisha hechserim, if this year it's hard to do so or too expensive to do so, you can use regular OUP hechserim and regular other hechserim, even though they're not hamisha hechserim. Number 5. All plastic and styrofoam kelim are kosher. Number 6. You should right now start confining where you feed chametz to the children, not let it scatter around the house. Next hakdoma. The Cleveland Kosher Bulletin, which has a lot of Pesach information, will be getting to everyone's mailbox before Rish Chodesh. A lot of information over there. And it's available online at clevelandkosher.org on the Pesach tab, and the whole bulletin is over there. The next halach is quite negei l'maisa. A lot of people might end up buying new kelim for Pesach, pots, pans, knives, and forks, and there might not be facilities to be toivel them, or the interaction of people coming together might not lend itself to tefillas kelim. So if need be, you can do one of two things. You can be makne it to a goy, tell a goy to pick up the box and take possession and borrow it back. Or you can tell your family members that when you buy it in the store, you're having in mind not to take possession, it remains hefker, and you can use it till it'll come a time you can be toivled. And just mark down what hasn't been toivled. Another thing to remember is that the Shabbos Chol Hamoed of Pesach might need some special questions about Oblech. We'll mention this later on. So let's now go to the parts of the house. We're going to divide it between the rest of the house and then the kitchen dining room. The rest of the house, you should vacuum or sweep normally. And any crumbs left over don't count, like we said before. Toys of children should be visually inspected or wiped over with a cloth of cold soapy water and left to dry, and that's enough for toys. The children's garments should be washed in a washing machine, and all the toiletries should be, most of them can be used, but in our bulletin, page 20, there's a guide to which toiletries. If you're not sure you can use them, you put them away to sell them. That's for the rest of the house. On a side note, I want to mention about washing. Old cloth tablecloths, even chametz ones, that are put into a washing machine with hot water and detergent, become kosher l'Pesach. You can use all the tablecloths of chametz, the material ones, that are washed in hot water and detergent in the washing machine, become kosher l'Pesach. Now let's go to the harder parts, about the kitchen and the dining room. So we have to make one introduction. Every family has to make up for themselves a changeover date, whether it's Mitzvah Shabbos before Pesach, or the Sunday before